My friends, at the time that this is being recorded, it is at the very end of Lent, the very end of Holy Week. We are literally a couple minutes away from Holy Saturday, so we are on the verge of the season of Easter, which is very much a season of mercy. So I'm going to be talking a lot about that in the next 50 days, God's mercy, the Holy Spirit, and of course, mercy totally connected with the souls in purgatory. So today we're going to cover one of the most important chapters in the book, Get Us Out of Here, talking about death, probably super obviously connected to purgatory. We're going to learn so much. Join me in today's video. As I always like to do, let's begin with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death, amen. Saint Maximilian Kolbe, pray for us. Saint Faustina, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Friends, this is the channel Uniquely Mary, and my name is Alvaro. It is my privilege and a gift to be here to serve you making these videos. It is the joy of my life. I love doing it. It is one of my favorite hobbies. One day I hope for it to be a full-time thing. I work as a therapist here in Texas, but if you'd like to support this channel, please pray for me, and also you can support it by being a monthly supporter on Patreon or visiting Etsy.com. I'll put the link right here where you can purchase different merchandise. And if you have any other suggestions to help this channel grow, video ideas or questions that you want me to deal with, or just other ways that you can support me, please just comment down below and let's have an awesome conversation. So we are continuing with the book, Get Us Out of Here. We have done so many videos on this and it has been a blast. I really, really loved it. A lot of great feedback, a lot of great views on these videos. And today we're hitting a topic that you think would have been at the very beginning, the topic of death, where all these different questions that many of us, if we had had this chance to interview this beautiful woman, Maria Sima, we would have asked ourselves. So let's get right to it. The first question is, you have done so very much for the poor souls that at your death, you will certainly be escorted to heaven by many thousands of souls and will not have to. And Maria Sima quickly responds, oh no, I cannot imagine going to heaven without any purgatory because every fault is added up. Now this is something of a mystery for us. God's mercy and God's justice. Both of these things exist. What the perfect ratio is, we don't know. But she's giving us a little insight that every fault is added up. God has made me aware of so very much through my contacts with the poor souls, and therefore my responsibility is so much greater. It is relative to this awareness that we must suffer. Did you read that? How much must we suffer in purgatory? Relative to the awareness of how much God has given us. Basically, the more God has given us and the more aware we are of that, the more responsible we are to give goodness, to pour out goodness into the world. And when we don't and we knew better, that's when we have to suffer the most. So let's reread this because this is so important. God has made me aware of so very much through my contacts with the poor souls, and therefore my responsibility is so much greater. It is relative to this awareness that we must suffer. Now you understand. Yet I do hope for just a little help in that regard. And she laughs on that one. The next question she gets serious very quickly. What happens to people who commit suicide? Have you been visited by any? And Maria responds, yes, I have, by many. What happens to them depends entirely on why they did it. Many people have come to ask about them, but until now, only one has been lost. In the great majority of cases, the more responsible are those others who were possibly guilty of defaming them or refused to help them or pushed them into a corner, and due to this, they short-circuited. In such cases, others are again more responsible. They themselves do, however, regret having done so, and often it is due to illness. If one handles a healthy person correctly, he normally does not do this. So here we can understand that we need to take care of those around us. We need to love those around us, especially those that we know that have mental illness. Even if it's difficult or frightening for us, we need to love them, pray for them, sacrifice for them, reach out to them so that they are not put in the situation of having to commit suicide, and pray all the time for any who struggle with this temptation that they may feel God's love, because there are so many other alternatives to doing that. Yet, as she mentions, if someone commits suicide, often there are so many other details and circumstances that explain why that happened, that the person simply is not as responsible as we might imagine, because they weren't healthy, they were sick, and there were so many things affecting them. So that's something that's super consoling, especially if you've had a loved one. If you have had a loved one who's committed suicide, know that God has had mercy on them. Of course, we pray for them if they are still in purgatory. Next question. Have you been visited by souls who overdose on drugs? Are they lost? And she says, I have been visited by some, but again, what happens to them varies. With hardcore addicts, they really cannot do anything else unless God steps in very powerfully. In many cases, the doctors correctly say it was only the drug. Yet even then, they do have to suffer a lot. Hard drugs are definitely satanic. So there again, many prayers against those demons should certainly be enlisted. More and more of these cases have now been healed without any of those horrible withdrawal symptoms. And when that happens, it is always with Our Lady and Saint Michael sending Satan soldiers on their way. The dealers of these poisons in particular will dearly regret their actions during their atonement and reparation, that is, if they're not entirely lost. So in this case, for people that struggle with drugs, the ones that are the most responsible are the ones that are selling the drugs and making a living off of it. So if you know anyone like that, or you're one of those people, get off right away, because you're going to have a lot to pay. A lot of people are suffering because of you. Those that are addicted to drugs, we need to have mercy on them as God already does. So we need to pray for them to be healed, to be free from that. Now here is an awesome story that you will certainly not forget. Can you tell me of a case in which someone was saved due to his or her dramatic change of heart when at the door of death? She responds, yes. A man came to me once with two names to find out what had happened to them. When I asked him to tell me a bit about the two lives, he refused and said that he brought them to me to find out whether I was telling the truth. To that I said, fine, and waited for a poor soul to give me the answers in those two cases. A month or so later, he returned and asked me if I had the answers already, and I said, yes, I did. The man was in the deepest purgatory and could not yet be delivered from it, while the woman had gone straight to heaven without any time in purgatory at all. I handed him the paper on which I had written it, the way I had received it, and he was shocked. He then accused me of being a fraud. I asked him how he could say that and demanded he tell me something about these two people, a man and a woman. According to my guest, the man had been the most pious of all the priests in his area. The priest had always been at Mass half an hour earlier and stayed longer than all others. Then he told me that the woman had lived a very shabby life, and he listed many of her most grievous sins to convince me of this. Once he was done, I must admit that I had become a bit uncertain myself. And I agreed to ask again, and this time for an explanation. Perhaps I thought I had written the wrong answer next to the names, and thus had flipped them around, so we both waited a bit longer for the second answers. Then they came, and no, they had remained the same. The man was in the deepest of purgatory, and the woman had gone straight to heaven. Now, you want to find out how? I'm not going to tell you. Just kidding. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to have mercy on you. You're like, oh my gosh, she's messing with us. I'm going to have to go buy the book. If you don't have the book, go buy it anyway. Here is the explanation, and you will see what God's mercy truly is like. The explanation was this: the woman who died first did so in front of a train. Not suicide. She must have tripped or slipped and fallen. In the instant that she recognized that her death was unavoidable, she said to God, "It is all right with me that you take me, because at least then I will no longer be able to insult you." This sentence or thought alone erased everything. And she went to heaven without any purgatory. Can you imagine? Can you think of another person that had this privilege? Yes. Yes. Saint Dismas, the good thief, when he looked at Jesus and he said, "Jesus, I deserve this punishment. We have been justly condemned. Remember me when you come into your kingdom." He didn't even ask Jesus to save him. He just asked him and thought, well, at least if he remembers me when Jesus is in heaven in his kingdom, at least that can console me, even if I go to hell. And Jesus, in hearing this, told him, as we all know, "Amen, amen, I say to you, this day you will be with me in paradise." This same type of sentence of repentance that came from the depth of this woman's heart brought her straight to heaven. That is unbelievable. Now let's keep listening. The priest, on the other hand, had been all that this man had said, but at the same time, he never ceased criticizing those who did not go to Mass as early as he did, and he even refused to bury this very woman in a cemetery due to her shady reputation among his parishioners. His constant criticism and judgments, such as the one concerning this woman, earned him the deepest of purgatory. So we may never, never, ever judge and guess because of what we thought we knew. My visitor recognized the truth here and apologized from his heart and left satisfied with the news for which many were anxiously waiting at home. Wow. If there's one thing that this book on purgatory can teach all of us, is that we cannot judge. We have no idea what people are thinking and feeling, and God does. And he takes those things into consideration. Even if we see someone exteriorly doing things that are terrible, we do not know the story behind that. And even if we see someone doing things that are unbelievably amazing, we do not know their intentions. So my friends, we must never ever judge. Rather, humbly pray for others and ask for God's mercy on us and on others. My friends, continue praying for the souls in purgatory. Keep watching these videos. Pray for this channel and all the other Christian and Catholic channels. Hit the like button, and I'll see you in the next video.